The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. We have a couple of guests in the studio today. We have Jim Hicks, the parade chairman, and Thomas Dahl. He is going to be the master of ceremonies and one of the people who is coordinating the upcoming parade, the Bad Axe Huron County Memorial Day Parade, coming up Saturday in Bad Axe. Thanks for being with us, gentlemen.
Good morning.
We're all crossing our fingers for good weather. That's the first thing. Have everybody out there cross their fingers, too, because you'd like to have a nice day to have people come out. I understand you've got a lot of entries this year.
Yes, we do. We got about 75 right now, as of today.
And there's some favorites coming back. I know that people love the bagpipers. I wouldn't want one in my house, but watching them go down the street is a whole different thing.
They're coming. It'll be here.
I bet there's a whole lot of people at the high school saying, I'm glad they don't have bagpipes in the Bad Axe Band, because he'd come home with that.
Right. We do have the Bad Axe Band coming, too, so we will have two bands. We had the Army Band last year, but we didn't get a chance to get them this year, but they are coming again next year.
A lot of these things you got to book well in advance.
Way in advance.
Yeah.
Especially with Memorial Day weekend, that's the biggie.
That's a big one, yes.
Okay, where does the parade start? Where does it end? What time does it go? Let people get their plans in mind so they know we got to be done with breakfast so we can get down and get a good seat.
We start the parade at 11 a.m. We start setting up around 9:30, 10 o'clock at Franklin Inn, downtown and at the east end of Bad Axe.
They let you use the parking lot there to stage
right.
It and get everybody in order before you go.
If you get in that area and see it, if you can get through there, you'll see it's packed down there with all the entries and everything and all the people working getting the parade put together and getting it out of there. We've got a couple girls that really worked herself to death getting people in and out and other people out there getting them in line. It's fun.
Making sure the Bad Axe Band is not behind the horses.
That's very true. Very true. I think we do have some horses coming, but they'll be back by the fire department and the ambulance.
That's what I want.
You can't plan it, but you know it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They are animals. You've been doing this for a number of years for the city. It was kind of around, but it kind of was trickling off, but then you, Jim, and the city kind of took it over and really amped it up a couple of years back.
Yeah, I think it's our fifth or sixth year. I can't remember.
There,
but
sure.
I saw the parade and Tom and the guys from the VFW here and all that and the fire truck and all that, and that was it in the parade in the old days. I mean, when I saw it and I said, you know, our people deserve more than this, so I sort of jumped in and grabbed a hold of some of these guys, especially the guys from 116 VFW, and we have gone to work. And we have people from Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Port Austin, Caseville, Ubley, all over
Elton,
the whole county,
Coast.
Elton, Pigeon. We have people from all of them. We work on this year, all year long.
And this is a county parade. The other communities can have one on the actual Memorial Day Monday because you're pulling everyone together on Saturday.
Saturday, right.
That's terrific.
Yeah. And it's run through the City of Bad Axe. I made it a program through the City of Bad Axe so that all the finances and everything, which there is quite a amount of finances, goes into this. And it's all taken care of by the city so that our treasurer handles everything.
And I think people would be surprised, you know, they don't see the costs associated with this.
No, they don't. We spend between $5,000 and $6,000 to put on this day of our people that we've lost, male and female.
Now, is this expenses, things like having to get a permit from the state and the cost of applying? Is this things like, you know, supplying room and board for people who are coming up who are going to be part of the parade from organizations? I mean, or is it a combination of a whole bunch of things?
There's a combination of everything. At the end of the year, if anybody really wants to know, they can go to City Hall and get a print out of every dime that's spent and where it went.
And probably
and
where
every
it came
money
in from.
Came in from, right. We get money in from all over. It's hard to believe.
Yeah, there's a lot of individuals that contribute small amounts, large amounts of monies, and it all goes into the coffer towards the parade. So
it's, now, it's now really I understand you guys not only rely on the people, but the businesses and organizations step up as well for this.
Oh yeah, yeah. Business has been a big push behind us here with the Memorial Day parade and Memorial Weekend parade, and it's it really helps us out a lot. Years back when the post 116, it was a rather small parade. We had the Baddox band, our wagon, and veterans. We could generally fill the wagon and honor guard, and we would start at what used to be the old Red Top restaurant there on
Whitlam,
and we would come out to the cemetery, and we'd have a small contingency of people there, and we would have some prayers and some thoughts out there for our fallen, and then it was over, you know. But that was a rather small group. Where today, holy cow, we got buku people out here.
Yeah, we have downtown alone for the ceremonies and all that between around 3,000 people downtown Baddox just for the ceremony that goes on, and we're glad to see they're here to salute our brothers and sisters that we've lost.
Now, when you're staking out a spot, you don't go all the way to the cemetery anymore. You stop at the Veterans Memorial next to the county courthouse.
Correct.
And that's where
Correct.
You have your ceremony.
Right.
So people aren't sitting in front of Murphy's waiting for the parade, and it's not coming.
That's true.
So you have to be that far downtown in order to be in the line of the parade from Franklin Inn up to the courthouse.
We sort of set that up. We didn't want to screw up our mess up our people that's going through, like going to Port Austin and hitting the stoplight and shutting that down and having them mad at Heron County the first thing. And so that's why we sort of brought it from the east end in, and we have routes out to get around.
Oh, I'm sure the police will say, you go this way, and
it's the way it
get
is.
Yourself around. But, it lasts about how long? Is it about with the parade and the ceremony, and then you have some eating afterwards. So this is about a 2-hour event or so?
At least, yeah.
Yeah, roughly 2 hours to do it all. And yeah, it's a 20-minute to 25-minute hike
ceremony.
Up here from the Franklin Inn.
Yeah, and ceremony.
And of course, there'll be a few of us at the park at 9 o'clock in the morning. We'll be helping Mr. Boom set up chairs and get our flags in order and our wreath for our fallen men and women. So it's going to be a busy morning. And then we'll scoot out of the park or the Uptown Memorial and head down to Franklin and join in with the rest of the veterans as we come this way. So we're looking forward to it. We're excited.
After the ceremony, we give away hot dogs and chips and water and milk and ice cream and everything across the street over an area where the Dairy Queen used to be. And I also this
sounds
year,
like all American cuisine.
Yeah, well, we're we used to be famous for being the bean center of the world, but we are going to put out bean soup this year too. So that's going to be another new one we've done this year.
But you have a lot of other things that you have to, you know, account for. You have, we were talking before the show, you have a porta potty company that comes in and helps out, because you get that many people in one area and you're starting to give out food, water, and stuff. There's a whole cycle that takes place we don't need to go into, but you need to prepare for it.
Correct.
And the TAT bus, you say, is very helpful in getting people around in the area?
Right. They take them back down to Franklin Inn from the parade, all over. Wherever you got to go, we go. That's the TAT. Takes care of that for us.
You also said, besides the bagpipers and the Bad Axe band, you've got some people that come in with their classic cars and such as well to kind of make the parade more of an event even further.
Right. We have all the way from old vehicles to old tractors to, like I said, horses, the fire department, the ambulance people. We've got all kinds of stuff. And each of the veterans organizations that are participating will have a float of their own in it. We've got quite a few of them this year. So it's building up. We're still taking applications.
That is a possibility. You can still get involved.
Right.
Sure.
And who do they contact, the city, or do they need to contact you, Jim, or somebody
else?
Well,
they can either call me or go to City Hall and get a application. Even to the day of the parade, we'll always work somebody in. Come to the Franklin Inn, we'll get you in.
Very good.
And, we'd like to have it set up. We set up the whole parade, actually, on Friday afternoon. Because
you kind of plot it out to make
sure. We've got it plotted right now, but we have to add in, subtract, move here, move there. It's a lot of fun.
Fun, yeah. Yeah. You're shaking your head. Yeah, fun.
Yeah, fun. Yeah. And with a little bit of luck, of course, we'll be blessed with some good weather, and we will be. Period. That's the way we look at it. It's our great honor to put on the parade for our fallen soldiers.
Well, veterans know with the weather you get what you get.
That's right.
And they did that when they served, and they do that afterwards.
And we have cars, convertibles that
F-tops
senior veterans can ride in to the site,
right,
to the veterans wall. And there's buku of those. A lot of good drivers. We've got them coming in from all over. So it's going to prove to be an interesting early afternoon.
And we have
set up the rain to not to start until after the parade, so don't worry about it. It'll be after the ceremony.
Well, there you go.
So it won't rain until afternoon sometime.
Right, about 2:45.
Yeah.
When you can start doing that, you'll get yourself a mountaintop, and people will come to you and say, "I have a wedding this day. Make it sunny." But you have a couple of pastors going to participate at the ceremony, one to do like the invocation in and one to close it out. You're going to have a guest speaker. A lot of things going on.
Sure. Yeah, it's from the flag ceremony, the raising and lowering of the flag to half mast, the laying of the wreath, and everything, taps, and also the rifle ceremony. BADX Post 116 is providing the rifle team for the ceremony this year, and we're getting some help from veterans in Elkton. Also, are going to jump in and help us. So we've got it's a timely thing.
And one of the fallen you're going to be focusing on this year is the one from Harbor Beach, Brian Backus.
Correct.
You every year kind of take a fallen soldier and or serviceman and particularly honor the ultimate sacrifice they've given. This year it's Brian Backus.
Right, Brian Backus. And Mr. Booms is providing the furniture up there. You can also bring a lawn chair if you choose, something a little more comfy. But there will be furniture there. It's partially shaded for those of you who like a little few leaves over your head. And we do have refreshments just directly behind us, all the cold water you can drink. So, and we're going to be honoring also this year the 100th year anniversary of World War I veterans. Right now we just have families left from that era. And then the Gulf storm and Iraq and Afghanistan veterans are going to be honored this year.
Hopefully we've come to the end of how many wars we're going to have to commemorate people for.
Wars never change. People do, but wars never change.
They just seem to get uglier.
Yeah.
The more you know of them.
That's one new thing we've got this year. They got a huge flag. It's being brought in by Rotary, I think it is. It's honoring the 100th anniversary for World War I. And it's taking 6 or 8 people to carry the flag like you would see at a ball game or something, coming down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say the anniversary, is it the beginning or the end? Because I think you'd want to commemorate the end.
I think it's the, I'm quite sure it's the end.
Because that's the part you commemorate, is that it's over.
Right.
I tried to ask my dad, he was one of them, but I couldn't get through to him last night.
Try another number, Jim.
Yeah.
Is it long distance?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
1-800-GOD.
Oh. Yeah,
that should get in there somewhere.
This is something that once you finish the parade starting early September, you're already thinking ahead, because some of these things you have to book far in advance. Some of these things, because this is the big weekend.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's not like you've done it on an off weekend, you know, when everybody's available. This is the one.
But we start right after the parade, start getting the things that we've messed up on and try to get that straightened out, and then try to get new stuff added to it.
So there is some after the parade, you know.
Right.
Checking out to how things went and what we can do better next year, things that worked, things that really didn't, and maybe we can do a little different next year and make it flow better for the people who come to enjoy it and the people who participate.
We work on it all year long. There's every meeting every month all year long. We work on it and get down to the last month or so, or every week. So.
And I would think this week you're probably meeting a couple of times just to dot your I's, cross your T's, and cross your fingers through
the whole
thing.
We'll have a meeting tomorrow at 10 o'clock. So if anybody's interested and want to stop by, we're at City Hall, 10 o'clock tomorrow.
And is that how people can get involved? If they would like to, you know, not just for the rest of this parade, because you've pretty much done it all. I mean, but if they want to be part of helping next year.
They can even help us this year. We always have something for them to do. In fact, I'm still looking for two people to carry one banner. That we have banners in the parade, but I'm looking for two more people to do it.
Okay.
But I had some people that said
Are they a particular set of people you're looking for? Are you looking for people who served in a certain war? Or?
Nope. Boy Scout, Girl Scout, we don't care.
Youngins can do it.
Anybody, yeah.
Youngins can make the trip on foot.
Yeah.
You know, there's some of us that can't walk it like we used to, and so it's vital that we get the youth involved. And of course, all the young people with their bicycles, doctoring, dressing up their bicycles the way that we used to do 55 years ago. And we would ride out the state police post.
Where we put the playing cards into the spokes and make it sound like a motorcycle.
Yeah.
We're looking for all the bikes that we can get. Fact is, Walmart is giving away two bikes this year for the best dressed bikes. A boy and a girl's bike, and plus Mark, the general manager out there, always gives away coupons for $10
free. Certificates.
Yeah. He does a heck of a job with this, works hard. In fact, we have a balloon ceremony at the end of the program where we let a bunch of balloons loose, and he even supplies us with all those, stuff like that.
And you have people who donate that really don't take part. They just care. You were telling me before you have like Gemini Group.
Yes.
You have like ITC that put in the major power lines that take all the energy around the thumb. These people really don't have a float or anything, but they do contribute and to keep the parade going.
Yep. Comcast, DTE, McDonald's Foodland, man, they do a lot for us.
Kind of putting you on the spot because I know you don't want to miss anybody.
No, it's a bugger.
Nice enough to contribute.
It's easy to miss people because they are hidden out there and they do so much, and we appreciate every bit they do. This community is outpouring with support for veterans, and they've been very gracious every year. So we're happy with everyone that gets involved.
WLEW too. They seem kind of help us too.
We have
to thank them for having the speakers down by the tire shop there.
Right. Announcing the floats
and all that stuff. Yeah. That's stuff people just don't understand. Don't realize.
Right. It's all good. It's all good, and it works out. And, last year there was a WLEW had a portable wagon, I call it. They're all wagons, near the bank there in town, the old bank right across from City Hall. And I remember saying a few words at that little wagon before I left for the parade starting point. So, yeah, it's all, everybody, it's a combination. It was just like when we built a memorial wall, there was tens of hundreds of people that bought bricks. And for the walkway going up to the wall, and there's still bricks for sale also.
Sure. Where you get the name put into it?
Yes.
You can pick that up at Mr. Young's office there. He's a service officer in Bad Axe at the VA, Steve Young. And he's got applications for bricks, and you just write the name of yourself and your unit and what year you served. All veterans.
Or someone you lost.
And
you put that in there as well.
Correct.
And they become permanently part of the memorial area.
Right. Yeah. It's we're very pleased with the way that wall came out. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous wall.
Yeah, in the last year we've stretched out that park a little bit. Bad Axe has a park where there used to be a street there. Mm-hmm. And that's, we have walkway to that now, so you can walk in and out of both of them and sort of put them together. It's going to be called Veterans Park starting tomorrow, I think it is.
But you can walk in from Huron Avenue, or you can walk in
from
the
back
street behind.
Right.
Correct.
And then you don't have to walk on the lawn. There's pavement and bricks and all of that to get you,
right,
you there.
Right.
And there's porta potties there, and there is some parking too. And yeah, it's a good hookup that way. Parking's never been a problem yet.
No.
So Kelly Hansen with his crew and the city with their crew and the state police, they've got it covered. We've got things.
The sheriff's another big pusher for us. In fact, he went out and got us another big 5-ton truck this year. He brought in, it'll be in the parade, and it's going to be in the parades from all over the county. He picked it up so it could be used in all the different parades for veterans to ride in it.
You were telling me even before the program started that the kids in the law enforcement program at the tech center come out to help.
They will be out helping
too. They were teaching them things like crowd control and
right,
all these other types of things. I mean, you don't want to give them some crowd that's going to be rowdy. These are good people that are out there, just need to be told stay back, don't get hurt,
true,
stay on the sidewalk, these types of things. And it gives them some experience, and they can be a part of it as well.
Yes, as a veteran riding up through the parades, when the people stand, when your group goes through, that's a humbling feeling.
People need to bring their own little American flags?
We give away flags. Before the parade, there'd be flags and pens and everything given up all up and down through the
little
parade.
12 inches, yeah.
Part of the money
that's
you have to raise.
Part of the money we spend,
is you get these things, and that way they have something to wave when the people go by.
Right. And the pen will be one that says, Huron County Memorial Parade in memory of our fallen comrades. There's one for you.
And then with the little flags, you just have to have the parents go, don't poke somebody's eye out with that.
And one thing we really would like to see is when our main flags go up the street, people please stand.
If you can
stand
there
up,
are those
we
who
appreciate
can't,
it.
And
right,
we understand that, but if you can, do so.
Right. Yeah. And we don't want anybody to pass candy out or anything like that. This parade is not a Christmas parade. This here is for fallen comrades, and
it isn't respectful.
No.
Throwing candy out. This is what this is about. And this, you know, we think of Veterans Day and the rest, but this is the one really for the fallen soldiers.
That's it.
That's why we memorialize it.
That's right. Veterans Day is a different day.
Right. Yeah, all veterans. Veterans Day, Memorial Day, families of deceased veterans, and we pay them respect on that particular day, all days. You don't have to go back too far to just think about members in your families. All the members of my family all served, and my folks, same.
Right.
So yeah, it's a big event, and it's a good thing.
And it's still kept alive. I mean, we have the Blue Star Mothers, Gold Star Mothers. There's still organizations out there, very viable, that are helping families and letting them know you're not alone.
Least we forget, you know. So yeah, Gold Star, Blue Star, big time. They do a great job. So.
Anything else from the parade you want us to let them know about? I mean, again, it starts at 11, but you should probably scout out your seat a little earlier than that, or you'll be stuck behind raising your kids up over your shoulders so they can see.
We hope so. We hope so. We hope to have the streets packed and bring everybody downtown for the ceremonies.
Any idea when they close the road off? Because, you know, that can be
a
little bit before, or they may, because you get people crossing and you want it safe.
Right. I think it's 10 o'clock that we shut the streets down.
Yeah,
I'm not
sure.
The police department handles all that for us.
It's probably dependent on what the permit is.
The state gives us a permit. Yeah.
They'll tell you how long you can keep it closed and when you got to reopen it,
right,
because that's their road and they want to keep control of it.
As commerce rolls.
Right.
On these highways that surround Bad Axe, it certainly rolls through here. So.
And people don't realize the roads and the expressways and all of that, all were really part and parcel of war efforts, what we learned about getting stuff around.
That's right.
I mean, it didn't just happen. The interstates were a way to get military here and there real quick because sure. planes weren't as available at the time, and a lot of things were done by convoys. All those years I went up to my folks' cottage up near Alpena, we saw all the convoys going up to Grayling, truck after truck after truck after truck.
Sure.
I mean, that's what they were there for, and we just get to use them because we're lucky enough.
It takes a ton of supplies to move an army, it takes a ton of stuff to move a parade, so that's just what we're going to do.
Thank you for using stuff.
We hope to see you there, and thanks for giving us the opportunity to let the community know a little bit over the air.
And if they do want to participate, there are forms available at City Hall, or they can show up the morning of, and you will try to find them a place that they can fit in.
Right. Look for Heather from the bank, Thumb National Bank. She handles things down at Franklin Inn. She's quite a worker, I tell you. Her and a girl from Thumb National, or Thumb One, is it? Thumb One?
Team One.
Right.
Yeah, and one more thing, Craig. This Thursday, we're putting out flags at the cemetery at Colfax, our post, and we've got a bunch of students coming over from the high school.
Yeah, some mayor's youth council's coming over to help.
Youth council, and some National Honor Society folks, and other people who have done it in the prior years, and they're a big help, and
right.
we do appreciate that.
Rotary bunch. There's a bunch of kids that belong to different organizations at the school that help out with that.
Is it easy in a public cemetery to know who to leave the flag for? You know what I mean? Over the years, you probably know a lot of the people there, but I mean, you know, it is specifically to honor the service people who are
right.
no longer with
right.
us.
Yeah. And it's, most of the grave sites are marked with a VA emblem or a GAR staff in the ground from the Grand Army Republic. There's, you get to notice these things when we walk every row, and those hatchets, they do a good job.
Things
They've
regular
got more
people going out to the cemetery would just not even pay attention to, you see.
Right.
What fact is we're burying one a captain, United States Navy captain, that day too, right out
Tank,
there.
I believe
Captain
his name.
Art Tank, yeah, it's my brother-in-law, so I know him a little bit too. So we bury him there on Friday too.
Well, Captain Tank will get a flag.
Yep.
So
thanks for being with us.
We thank
today.
You for everything,
and
any questions or anything, call us.
Call either Jim or call the City Hall, and they will direct you to who can answer your question. And again, 11 o'clock the parade starts. Stake out your seat a little earlier downtown from the Franklin Inn to the courthouse on Huron Avenue, and the traffic will be rerouted during the parade, but it allows for the corner traffic to keep going north on 53. Right. Very nice of you. I'm sure the people who don't even know to be appreciative of it will be. And we'll be there as well. So again, it's the Bad Axe Huron County Memorial Day Parade, Saturday, 11 o'clock. It allows the other towns like Harbor Beach and others to have their own parade on the actual Memorial Day. And the floats they bring to yours, they can use in their local town, get double
sure.
duty out of it.
Sure, right.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news. Just keep it right here.